views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460 here on the 24th of September, 2018. Good morning. Hey, 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've expanded the walk-in humidor. Same great service. Open 7 days a week, 2143. Thank you very much, Bob. I knew that wasn't right.
Okay, so we just tell what happened.
Tobacco and Brew. Well, you know what? It's always on a Monday. And right before we start, Linda picks up a glass of water saying, hey, we need to move this, and then drops it on the computer and herself. So
good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
On this Monday.
Yeah, so what's the hey, Bob, you're back now. We've missed you.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And how was the was your trip?
The trip was quite nice. I
saw the things you were doing.
We made our purchase and spent some days doing cleanup, familiarizing ourselves with the locale, but not go anywhere for any immediately. It'll be well after January.
Yeah, well, in case you don't know, it is that Bob and Brenda are retiring from these jobs and going on to others, and I saw that you had a big bowl of blackberries.
Mm. Oh, yes.
They all grow in your front yard then?
Yeah, there's a big blackberry patch, most of which will go away. But we have some, nothing like picking stuff right off your own property and enjoying
it. Yeah. And plus the coastal area, I recently went to Trinidad in one of the most beautiful farmers markets, and everything just feels like it's on from another planet. You know, everything is so lush and full and colorful. And that happens on the coastal. You're going to get a chance to have bougainvillea and things that we can't really grow in Redding. So, one of my favorite bird of paradise, those good things like that. Well, good morning, everybody, and let's do a weather update. It's currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 94 and our lows at 58. And I'm praying that my computer's going to be okay because I dropped water all over it. Please! I wonder if we need a blow dryer. tomorrow night, Monday, excuse me, so tonight will be a low of 62. Tomorrow calls for a high of 97 and our lows of 64. Wednesday calls for a high of 99 with our lows of 65. And Thursday, our highs will be hot and 99. And again,
triple digits that day.
Maybe triple digits. I'm not really sure. We'll see. But, here's the beautiful thing again. On Monday, I'd love to get the National Weather Service update. And it's great to look at those beautiful boxes that show a moon and sun. So for, 2 months, it said hazy, widespread haze. And, air quality was like up in the 700s and the 4s and the 6s. And you could feel it. And I think there was a little bit of a dark cloud that we were all kind of carrying around with us, the feeling of not feeling that sense of enlightenment almost that you get from clear skies. So here we go, and we're going to have a beautiful week, even though it's 99. We'll bring it on. And
it's going to be cooler on the weekend, though. It'll be down in the 70s in our air quality index. It's a red flag warning today.
The quality index of the air?
Well, it said red flag warning. I don't know what the AQI is, but it was up under AQI. But all it's right. Red flag warning today.
So, Bob, do you know what the
we're
red flag... Two different things.
Those are two different things.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
There's a red flag warning. I just said AQI, but the AQI, I don't know what that is.
All right,
yet.
So,
I don't find
that
it.
Up. All yeah. right, but the red flag warning is for what?
That's for extreme fire danger. We're not out of the woods yet, so to speak.
No, and even though it's just, quote, fall, it's going to be up to the hundreds this week.
There are people who look at the calendar and say, I can go do my dooryard burning. Don't. October traditionally is some of our worst fire incidents. Things are dry. There will be wind. Resources are thin. And so we do have an extreme fire situation.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-379-3342. why don't you share with our listening audience with what you're looking at?
It's the AQI. Yeah. It's 42.
Redding's AQI downtown is at 42. Closer to Turtle Bay is 33. And then across the river near Palisadro area, we have 25 and low 20s. So we have fantastic air today.
All right. So that's good. We need to fill up our lungs like with positive energy.
Hey, you know, the car fire caused so much damage is the Delta and all the rest of them around here, the Hearst fire. But we have somebody with us, Tess Lindsay.
Tess Woodford.
Wes Woodford. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's only been like that for a couple of years.
Couple of years. Went to her wedding on my birthday. It's amazing. Bill and Tess.
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's get you in there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Move this up here.
You've got her on the wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning.
Wait, don't worry.
Do you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Right.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, well, we're here to talk about something that's really special that you're doing. And should we talk about that?
Sure.
You have questions, I know.
Well, Tess, after these fires and so many people lost things, you decided to do something about it instead of just talking about it.
Right. Well, I was working with a group downtown, some good people that put together and started refurbishing houses downtown that were abandoned and boarded up, and realizing that we need to get our fire survivors into stable housing. So they took the initiative and formed a group called the Downtown Housing Project.
Is that Wendy?
And that's Wendy Hill,
yeah,
and Sam Van Kirk.
Yeah,
correct. Fabulous people. They got together. This is all refurbishing houses.
They went right into it.
Right into it. 50 volunteers, I think, at the house on Willis Street. So it was a great thing to be involved with, and my husband and I both got involved and kind of rolled up our sleeves and did some labor there. And anyway, during that process, the conversation went to that they were going to put furniture into those homes and have them completely furnished for fire survivors to move into. I thought, great idea. Well, yeah, of course, there's no furnishings. They've been burnt out. So we reached out to our community and asked for furnishings. And we had a big response, but, you know, and we, of course, immediately were able to find furnishings for this particular home, the first one. But that's when the light bulb went off. It was, that's right. These people are going to be transitioning, but they have really nothing, you know, and what are their resources out there to be able to furnish? You know, some have insurance, some have not. A huge percentage of fire victims do not have insurance. I was really surprised.
Really?
Or limited insurance.
Underinsured.
Or underinsured.
They could be rental property and, you know, like, and they have maybe $10,000 worth of possessions, personal possession stuff,
right,
which does nothing.
Right. I mean, there's so many different levels of insurance, you know, so depending. So we just...
So you've seen that firsthand.
Firsthand. And I, once the community came back and said, hey, we've got donations, I have this, I have that, to me, it was just too fragmented to put all of that together, case by case. So the idea was, let's see if we can, you know, find a warehouse. You know, my first idea was just a big warehouse. And it's not always what you know, but it's who you know in this community. So, you know, once we started talking about it, it kind of took flight. And we had community members come in and say, let's see if we can find a warehouse, you know. And that connection made another connection that made another connection. We had Michelle Goddard came forward and said, hey, I've got a facility that I think we can, you know, work a lease out on.
Great.
And so we put that together. And then Viva Downtown heard about it through Naomi Yamamoto, who's been very instrumental through this whole process.
I see both of you posted a lot on Facebook.
Right.
Like, she's been your kind of right-hand person.
Oh, yeah. My partner in crime, I call her.
Great.
So she went to Viva Downtown, and John Truitt stepped up to the plate and said, hey, let me work out some of these legalities and get you insured. So we did that, and within, you know, 3 days or four, we were up and running with our first load of
donations. So you have to have a team that goes through that knows that their specialty and their niches, which would be like as good as – you have to have – when you open the door, you have to be insured for, like, say, somebody who slips and falls.
Absolutely.
All right. We don't think about those things because, hey, let's build a barn and put on a dance. Well, that sounds good in theory, but now you have to have insurance.
It works if you're Andy Hardy.
Well, yeah, but you have – okay. So, right. But just even opening the doors to the public puts you in a whole different level of what you have to do in order to be legal.
Right.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? Is why don't we take a quick break, come back, and finish up? Because once you got it built, then they came. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to hear about that. But also, you also have to be aware of, as everybody does, of people wanting something that...
Right.
That don't rate right. it.
So Tess Woodford is our guest this morning, and we're talking
about... Is there
about
a name for your business?
Yes.
Car Furnishings.
Car Furnishings.
Right.
We're going to talk about the location, how you can help, more about it. I love the whole visual aspect of this. Tess Woodford will be with us when we get back here on KCNR, and this portion of the show has been brought to you by...
our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everybody from patients... to pro athletes, to parents, improve their daily performance. Why? Because you can sleep. Having a full night's sleep is so important. My sleep number is 360. No, my sleep number is 60. Linda's sleep number is 50. And when I say that, it's because our bed is able to be adjusted so that Linda can sleep
with our dual
firmness,
controls.
Our dual controls there. That allows Linda to sleep at one firmness and me at another. But yet the 360 bed will move with you as you move through the night.
It takes one bite out of the equation.
That's right. So you don't have to, the bed contours to you and relieves pressure points. Now, the only way you're going to see a 360, you just coughed on me.
Sorry. That's why we need dual temp. That's why we need dual controls.
Dual controls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I wake up and I change this. Just so you know.
It's just mean.
You know, one time I was going, I brought you all the way up to a full sitting position and then back down again very fast. And you woke up and you went, what?
I dreamt I was on a roller coaster.
There you go.
So there
hey,
you go.
You know what? These
we got to go.
See, people at Sleep Number, they just love listening to our live testimonials here. Right. And one of these days it's going to launch you. Okay. It's right now you can get down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It's the competitive edge from $999. Sleep Number, the only official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. And you're only going to find Sleep Number at the Target Shopping Center.
We'll be right back with Tess Woodford. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country road.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What would Prop 10 mean for California? It would make housing even more expensive while putting government in control. It could create more than 500 local rent boards, all with the power to regulate single-family homes, add fees to housing, and even dictate what you can charge to rent out your own home. California's nonpartisan analyst says Prop 10 would cost local governments millions, leading to even higher taxes while destroying thousands of jobs. And if this flawed plan gets challenged in court, Prop 10 puts taxpayers on the hook to defend it. Check the facts for yourself at Prop10Flaws.com and vote no on Prop 10. Paid for by No on Prop 10, a flawed initiative that will make the housing crisis worse. A coalition of housing advocates, renters, large and small businesses, taxpayer groups, and veterans. Committee major funding from Michael K. Haid, including Western National Group and affiliated entities.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 22 minutes after the hour of the 7 o'clock, it's the 24th of September, 2018, 67 degrees, going up to 94 today. Red flag warning out there, my friends, so don't be burning anything. Air quality index is really good, though. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century, voted best in the North State for a variety of reasons, but the best one being is they're the best. If you need any help with your HVAC systems, especially now with all the tar and smoke that's been in your filters and your air ducts, give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business.
Our guest this morning is our beautiful Tess Woodford, and we ran into her the other day, and we've been wanting to have her on anyway. She is responsible for, you've heard about car furnishings. Now, we're talking about the car fire, and if you've heard the earlier segment, we were discussing how when people's homes perished in the fire, they lost everything, and as they rent or as they try to figure, they may have to rent a house that's vacant, obviously not furnished. And so now they can go to this location. It's next to the post office, a saloon. And this is where they rented a warehouse. Tess, tell us more.
Well,
and welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Well, we rented this warehouse. We have a lease, and we've had a very generous owner of that facility, and they've leased it to us for a very small fee, a whole dollar, and, you know, we're very happy about that.
So great.
But it's allowing us to bring in donated furnishings and then donate those back at no cost to these fire families. And it's a wonderful thing. We've got some amazing things in, some unusual to, you know, to decor. So there's something for everybody that they can connect with and rebuild their life piece by piece. So that's really what we offer, and we are open 3 days a week, and we take donations those days, as well as opening up the store on alternative days, because we never want to, you know, not take a donation in. So we will, by prior notice, open up our warehouse and allow, you know, donations.
So what kind of stuff do you have?
We have, well, mostly what we have is furnishings. So, you know, couches, beds, you know, that type of thing. We do some decor. We do lamps. We do rugs and things like that. But we really have a very limited space. So we can't do housewares, of course, no clothing. So we kind of just keep it to the basics, you know, furnishings. But we do get some donations that are unusual. So we've gotten you know, play pins, play yards, swing sets, all kinds of things. And we have things for babies all the way to, you know, elderly. We've even had, you know, we've had some specialty lift chairs and that kind of thing. So there's something
fantastic
for everybody.
Right. And they do have this saying, you've heard it before, if you want to get something done, you give it to somebody who's super busy and has a lot on their plate. Well, Tess, you know, I've interviewed you a long time on my Thursday night show many years ago on the spot, and it was a segment called Woman in a Man's World, because, you know, what is, you see, the thing is that people don't understand how much you travel and how busy you are, and yet this is the kind of person that you are, and Naomi and all the people involved was, this has affected our families, our friends, our family to us and to our community. Tell us a little bit about what your profession is.
Well, I am Vice President of Sales for Walk Green Forest Products. So we offer 100% legally logged exotic hardwoods out of South America. So I work in the man's industry, definitely, on the sales side of it. I'm a partner in that. And I've been in the industry for probably, gosh, I hate to say it, about 28 years. Mm-hmm. So I've dealt with all kinds of
in the lumber industry, in the wood, yes.
Right. And right now I'm very heavily involved at this very moment with the rebuilds in Sonoma County. So I've seen that entire
I was going to ask you, because Sonoma County had some really beautiful, high quality, you know, high-end homes, I guess I should say.
Right.
And so the wood that you bring in has a tendency to be on that end. Is that correct?
Right. It's decking.
Yeah.
Decking sidings and some horizontal fencing, things like that. But we are also fire rated. So we are on the Wildland Urban Interface listing for CAL FIRE. So when our area and Sonoma County is rebuilding, they do have to follow that process and utilize products that have been approved and fire rated.
And treated. So
right.
it delays it.
Right.
I got a great email this weekend from some people. We're going to try and get this guy on. He is a firefighter along with several others that walked out there, you know, after the fires, and have got just wonderful ideas to help prevent this from happening again.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the way people build, and they could have all these fire retardant, fire, you know, ways of keeping their home safe. But because there's other parts like the treated fences and all this, It just acted like a match as it went through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, you know, having them on and talking about that, there's so many things we can do to help at least slow it down in the future.
Right. And landscaping, you know, is a very important thing.
Sure.
Cypress trees.
Uh-huh.
Manzanitas, things like that. Mm. So I think everyone's going to be a little bit more careful on how
Manzanita
they
Manzanita is a bad word now.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, cypress. I don't think people realize a lot of those fires continued on, and because a lot of landscaping in Sonoma County has cypress trees.
Wow. Well,
you know what? It's going back to what you're doing with the car, with the car furnishings. It's just something super. And this is the kind of people that we have in our town, Tess and Naomi and Bill, and just doing this, and Sam and Wendy, who are building a house or redoing houses. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking to you about it, it just seemed like a great time to have you on. And that, how do people get a hold of you? How do people go down and see the stuff?
In the days and the hours of operation.
Right.
Sure. So we are open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So Tuesdays and Thursdays is from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and Saturdays is from 10 to 3. And we're at 1419 Yuba Street, which is right next door to the Post Office Saloon.
So if you're wondering which part of Yuba Street is, think Post Office Saloon.
Right.
Okay. Go there, and you'll be a happy person.
Right, right.
All right. So how does it work? Somebody comes in and says, how do they prove?
Right. Vet. We call it vetting. Well, what we ask for is a valid ID, proof of address, and proof of loss. And that can come in many, many forms. Not everybody qualifies for FEMA. Some people bring in the insurance, you know, paperwork. We don't care if they have insurance or not. We will help everybody. If
you're
involved in the fires,
you
know, we want to help
you. You're not
going
to get into that part. If they bring a photo of their house, will that help?
No
photos. Okay.
No, but, I mean, it's a pretty easy process. And it's a close community, so...
And the reason that you do that, and here's the reason why, is because there are some people that will come in and take advantage of this. Mm-hmm. When the people that really need it, you want to help them.
That's correct. There's other avenues to help,
right.
You know, other situations. But ours is just to help transition these fire families.
Is there a phone number? Or?
There is. You can call me or text me at 530-410-5845. And I answer all day long, and texting is usually a good way to do it.
And you have a Facebook page.
And we have a Facebook page, Car Furnishings.
Car Furnishings. Now, somebody has to be able to have their own ability to be able to haul the furniture, right?
Well, yes. We have most of the fire families don't seem to have a problem picking up their materials. They enlist their families and friends and whatnot. Getting donations to us can be very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to be able to get more donations to our store, We do a little bit of that ourselves. We will rent vans, but we do have a list of volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteers, whether it's for labor on Saturdays to haul furniture in and out, or it is to do pickups for donations coming in. And there's some great groups around that, Gables Trucking. I do want to do a shout out to Kimberly Gable and Gables Trucking. They have a dump truck and they have brought a lot of donations into us and delivered to families.
Oh.
There's a great group out there called Teens with Trucks, helping, assisting Shasta County, and that's a group of high school and college kids have formed, and they're under supervision of adults, and they've been very, very active in the community, and they've committed themselves to a year of, you know,
wow,
assisting fire families.
Teens with Trucks.
You need to have them on.
Yes. He's writing it down.
They come into our store sometimes 20 strong, and they're like little ants, and they get in there, and they're out. Pretty soon they're like in, and they're out, and it's just a fabulous thing. And
oh, it makes my heart full.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of
great.
Well,
thank you, Tess.
You know, for those teenagers, they don't do anything.
Right.
Just think of themselves.
I would disagree.
So Tess Woodford's been our guest, and we're so thank you so much for us. Seeing you on a Thursday and said, I'll come in Monday morning. It's a great way to start Monday morning about the heart of the community with individuals like you and Bill, and the list goes on, Naomi and John down at Viva Downtown. I'm sure, you know, congratulations on a wonderful weekend, too, with the wine festival. And just what you guys are doing Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Check them out on Facebook, or you can give Tess a call. One more time, your phone number.
530-410-5845.
You may have something you want to donate. You're looking at it going, garage sale? No, let's donate it to the car fire survivors.
Car furnishing.
Car furnishings.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 7:31 in the morning here on the 24th of September. It's going to go up to 94 today. We'll be right back.
I can see clear.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all. from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. They, too, were touched by the fire. We're still talking about fire. And in our last half hour, we talked about with Tess Woodford, who has got car furnishings that they have. They set up a furniture store for those who have lost all their possessions in the fire. All Community right. Bank is there to help you continue moving your dreams forward. That's right. Go down to any one of the branches down there. The newest one at 1845 California Street, or the original at 150 East Cypress Avenue. And if you're in Red Bluff, to 237 South Main Street. Going down there, talk to them. They, too, know what it was like to be in this fire because they were in it, too. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, we're here with Chelsea
Irvine.
But before we get to Chelsea, who is the SBA guru here from FEMA, we're going to go to the phones. Henry,
good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, great, we're good. We know that you've got something on your mind about what is happening with the cleanup.
And we may have an answer.
Well, I hope you do. I got a call from a friend of mine who was burned out in a mobile home park in Old Shasta. Fortunately, he had some insurance on his mobile home. He says that a goodly amount of the people out there were retired people on Social Security who did not. The county is demanding that that be cleaned up by the owner, which is reasonable. But the fact remains that they are charging over $1,000 for permits to do that.
Well, wait a minute. Henry, first of all, did it burn down?
Completely.
Okay. So they can go down to an office right down here on Hilltop, and they can sign up, and the California OSP, I think, is it OSP?
Cal OES.
Cal OES will come in here and clean that up for them. They just have to opt into this.
Okay. He wasn't evidently aware of that.
Well,
he did make a deal with the county, evidently, and paid them $5,000 to clean it up. He went to independent contractors, and the chief.
Yeah, but the county, he should not have had the county do it. I mean, the county should have told him. I mean, we get off the phone, stay on the phone when we get off and have Bob give you his name and who he talked to and all this, because you can get these sites cleaned by OES for free, or they'll take it up to a certain amount. Say your insurance will pay, okay, we're going to give you $2,000 to clean up afterwards. Then that's what they'll take. They're not going to take more than that. And for people without insurance, they're going to, the state will take care of that kind of stuff because this is a federal emergency area.
Evidently, that's not been put out to the public.
Well,
he didn't know anything about
that. I tell you what, Henry, we've been talking about it. It's been in the papers. It's been all over. I don't know. You know, sometimes people don't get it. But now you can tell him that there's no reason. Have they already cleaned it up?
No, at this point.
Okay, well, just tell him to hold it. He needs to get down the Hilltop to the OES. And Chelsea, what's the address on that?
So we have our Disaster Loan Outreach Center at 2685 Hilltop at the old Kmart. But there's actually Cal Recycle has a center. It's called a DROC. And I'm not exactly sure what the address is, where you can have that, fill out that opt-in form.
But that's right across the street from you, though, right?
I'm not exactly sure where that is. But okay. You can go to ShastaReadingRecovers.org.
And they have the entire thing where you can download the form.
Right. In worst case, if he doesn't have a computer, just goes down the OK Mart. Go in to see the FEMA people in there. Say, hey, where do I sign up for this OES that they will clear up my – or they will clean up my land? And then he doesn't pay anything on this, or he pays very little. He's not going to have to pay $5,000.
You don't pay anything.
Do you have a phone number for them?
For FEMA?
Well, for it's whoever not, it is, this OES.
It would be through the city. And the county, they have it all set up.
Yeah, if you just call the city, the city number, and say, hey, I need information on the OES about cleaning up my area. Because everybody, you know, they're really pushing this to let OES do this. Because they're going to take it down to the, they're going to take out the foundation, they're going to take everything if there is a foundation, and they're going to clean it up. And they're not going to charge you more than you have.
They don't actually charge you anything. The state pays for it, and the only thing that they would take is if your insurance has some coverage for debris removal.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's no out-of-pocket.
There's no out-of-pocket on this one. Mm-hmm. Henry, you got to tell him. And if there's any questions, give him our phone number, 605-4565, and we'll help him with it.
I'll certainly do that today.
Okay.
All right, Henry. Thanks,
Henry.
Appreciate your time.
You
our
bet. No problem.
This morning, of course, the disaster assistance, our FBA officer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chelsea Irvine.
All right, so you're here for one more week, and we're here for a last-minute push about what is offered. You are here in the Kmart building. One more time, who you are and what you're doing.
Okay, so my name is Chelsea Irvine. I'm a public information officer with the Small Business Administration Office of Disaster Assistance. And as a reminder, we are the primary source of long-term recovery money. They're direct federal loans, our tax dollars at work. And as of, I think, well, Friday afternoon, we had approved about $27 million, mostly for homeowners and renters in the form of low-interest long-term loans at 1.938%.
1.938%.
Yes.
And that will help you get your possessions. You'll get
mm-hmm. –
and if that was if you were uninsured, underinsured,
right.
And or just – you're.
Yep. It's for underinsured or uninsured losses. So if you have insurance, we like to – kind of say use this as a backup plan in case down the road expenses are a little more mm-hmm. than your insurance will cover. Rebuilding sometimes can be a quite lengthy and expensive process.
The prices could go up.
You may
not have enough to reach.
Well, here's why. Because we had Tess Woodford on that was just here, and you know her specialty is lumber.
Mm.
And now you're going to be having with new buildings, it's not just throw up a light switch.
Right.
I mean, the way it was 10 years ago as opposed to now in building in California. Now, some people want to build back on their lot. God bless them. And what you may, they may came in and say, to replace that home, say it's $200,000. But we know if you're going to replace that home today with all the little codes and everything you have to go through, could take another 6 months. That's okay. Just take a deep breath. That may cost more money, and that's where you come in with the SBA loan.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, I use the example of myself. I've had my house for 8 years. Have I increased my insurance coverage in the last 8 years? No. So if I were to have something like this happen, my coverage would be severely lacking because of how the market has gone and how...
You've since changed that, though, right, after this?
I hate to say that I haven't, but it's on my agenda.
It should be, though. You should, you know, and what you should tell your fire insurance company then or your home insurance is, hey, every year, once you raise this up 2%.
Right.
Something like that.
And, you know, we're finding a lot of people who are already, you know, going through that insurance process. I met with a couple of women on Friday, and they were saying they got 160 pages from their insurance company of itemized things that are covered, and they have good insurance. But who knows what kind of copper pipes you have and what kind of, you know, every little bit that you have to rebuild. So apply for these loans. You can go to the old Kmart. We're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday. Our deadline is October 3rd, which is a week from Wednesday.
Hello, right around the corner.
Right around the corner. And also that's the deadline to register with FEMA. So there are still a couple of FEMA representatives at the old Kmart, but it's mostly the function of the Disaster Loan Outreach Center now is SBA loans. And like I said, we've closed about $27 million. And just as a reminder, we do up to $200,000 to repair or replace a primary residence, and then $40,000 for all of your contents. So that includes for renters. So if you had a rental, if you were renting one of these homes that were lost, we can replace all of your things and your disaster damaged vehicles at that 1.938%. And it's over 30 years. We have a 5-month payment deferment. And also, I would suggest anybody that was affected just apply, even if you're not sure. If you don't know if you're going to need that money down the road, you never have to take these loans. There's no fees or charges or anything. If you change your mind, you can have it. But if you get in before that October 3rd deadline, you can go through the process and then kind of put it on hold, and that unlocks a six-month window for you to make up your mind down the road if you want it or not. But you just have to get in before the October 3rd deadline.
How long have you been with SBA?
Well, I've been here just a year, and then I was processing loans back during Katrina.
Okay, so you live in Sacramento?
Yes.
Are you here for like 5 days and then get to go home, or?
I stay up here. I've been here, I think, 7.5 weeks.
So with your extra time, you've had to like go out in the community, mm-hmm. and you can't stay in a hotel room forever.
Oh my gosh, too much hotel room.
So, what would you say was your impression? Well, of being in Reading.
The people in Reading have been fantastic and wonderful and so kind to me being an outsider, and just, you know, everybody's telling me the good places to eat, the good things to do, which has been really great, the good places to get a good glass of wine. And it's just been, you know, every disaster is unique, but I feel like the people in Reading are so resilient and just ready to, like, come back gangbusters. I've talked to a lot of business owners because, as you know, economic injury disaster loans are a huge part of what we do, too. And so it's just been really great talking to business owners and how ready they are to, you know, kind of set the fire aside and make life even better for everybody in Reading.
We need to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Chelsea Irvine, who is the public affairs officer for the Small Business Administration in FEMA. And as she has said, they have granted $27 million in loans already. But there's some other things we need to talk about, how businesses, okay, your business didn't burn down, but it could have a severe impact. The fire could have a severe impact on your business and how that works, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst has been in this business for, gosh, what, several decades. And there's nobody in this town that knows windshields better than Jeff Wurst. And whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it. He guarantees it for life. And he will, if for some reason it starts to get a little bigger, just bring it back in. Jeff fixes it. No questions asked. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with FEMA Small Business Administration.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR 1460 with Linda and Carl Bott. It's 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 24th of September. 67 degrees, going up to 94 today. Red flag warning out there. Don't be burning anything just because you think it's fall. It's going to be 100 Thursday. It will be back in the 70s. You know, this place can make you crazy if you're just trying to keep, you know, trying to keep up on the weather. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, of course, and Four Winds Jewelry brings us this segment. Four Winds Jewelry has already repaired, minor repairs and cleaned jewelry from people that were caught in the fire. Done a great job. They do it for free. 2225 Hilltop Drive, plus the fact that they have so much in choices of jewelry. Anything you could possibly imagine. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in Redding. Whether it's a battery for your watch or design of a beautiful emerald bracelet, they can do it all. Foreman's Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Chelsea Irvine, and she is the Public Affairs Officer for the Small Business Administration over at FEMA. She's getting ready to take off here after 7.5 weeks, though I don't know why anybody would want to go back to Sacramento when there's so much to do here in Redding. In fact, I think that you could have been out there planting poppies, you know, the California poppy. You could have been out there helping clear off some of the logs. They can teach you how to log up there. I don't know if you've done that or maybe run a front loader. But there are all types of things you can do here on the weekends.
It has been lovely.
Okay, if you've had a business that's been that was not touched by the fire, and what I mean is it wasn't burnt. But you rely on things, and Chelsea's been giving us like several examples. Maybe not a boat, but the boat repairs, haircuts, which was kind of surprising. People aren't getting haircuts.
People aren't really spending money on much because you just had these fires going strong. The Delta fire was just last week, and people are afraid that their home is going to burn down still. So who's spending money on haircuts or car stereos or buying other things? And I think that businesses don't realize that if you weren't physically affected by the fire, you're eligible for these economic injury disaster loans to help provide working capital to keep staff paid, keep your lights on, that kind of thing. And it's any business. There's no kind of criteria of what kind of business. And it also applies to nonprofits, because I know a lot of nonprofits, this is the usual, you know, big pledge drive time. And, you know, thankfully everybody's donating their money to the car fire, but that means that radio and these other things.
That's right. We've had two major events that were canceled that we were supposed to MC. Mm-hmm. They're big events. We were having the, you know, restaurants, all, you name it, that really experienced like a touristy summer.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't have it for 2 months.
Right. And that's supposed to be the busy season that carries businesses through the fall and the winter when things aren't so busy. And so a lot of businesses don't, you know, they already run on a really small margin as it is. And so this money is available to keep these businesses operating. It's at 3.61% for most businesses, 15 or 30 years. It's the cheapest money. Any business owner knows that a 3.61% loan is the cheapest money that you're going to get for anything. And the money is there
for 15-year payback?
15 or 30. It just depends
on... So it's either 15 or 30.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever your kind of budget is for that. And I just want to tell, you know, any business, you don't have to be tourism-based. You don't have to be a big business. You can be a small business. I even talked to a daycare center where some of the kids are displaced, so there are less children at daycare every day. So over the course of a month, it's like, oh, shoot, you know, we have four less kids. That's four less kids' worth of income.
Mm-hmm.
And another guy I talked to that kind of really hit home was a guy who installs, like, car stereos or something. And he said, you know, every month he would put everything on the credit card, get those Southwest points or whatever, and then pay it off at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last month was the first month that he couldn't pay it off. And so then next month it's going to be even harder because you have that revolving debt with higher interest and that kind of thing. And that is what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent higher interest debt and keep these businesses going. And these are our tax dollars at work. I mean, thank you that, you know, some of our tax dollars go to useful purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay your taxes. I pay my taxes. I'm happy for the money to go to anybody. There's not a finite pot of money. There's plenty of money out there for everyone. I know after Florence at the Carolinas, a lot of people were worried, like, you know, they're going to need all the money. It doesn't work like that. There's enough money for everybody who needs this for their recovery. It's available. Apply online at sba.gov/disaster. Go to the old Kmart at 2685 Hilltop. Call us. You can call us at 800-659-2955.
And you have till next May to do that, right?
The economic injury disaster loan deadline isn't until May 6th. That's correct, because we realize a lot of businesses might not really feel that pinch yet. But I would just say apply now so that down the road, the process has already started and you have that money available when you need it, instead of saying, oh, 2 months from now, shoot, I should really look into that. I would say, go apply now, get the process started, get your documents together and that kind of thing, and we can walk you through all of that stuff. There's not a ton of stuff you have to provide, but, you know, profit and loss or schedule liabilities and stuff. And our loan officer can talk you through all that stuff. But just get it there and have it there just in case. Hopefully it'll be a really busy, great winter. And like you mentioned, Christmas. Hopefully Christmas is gangbusters at all your local businesses and that kind of thing. But just in case, it's cheap money. It's our tax dollars at work. Go and apply online or go to that old Kmart.
All right.
So, how long is old Kmart going to be there?
Well, so far, you know, our deadline for physical loans is next Wednesday, October 3rd. So odds are we might kind of close up and head out, but we're always available by phone, and you can do the whole application online, and everything is really, you know, we finally joined the 21st century, and you can do the whole application, you can upload documents, you can actually print out your loan documents after you're approved and sign them and then scan them and send them back, so you can do the whole thing from the comfort of, you know, your own sofa, although my staff at the old Kmart is really fantastic. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of FEMA representatives there, too, if people have questions or, you know, got declined and want to appeal that decision, and anybody with the Delta fire as well, anybody who hasn't registered with FEMA should do that. Even if you didn't completely lose your home, but you just had some damage, I would suggest applying with FEMA or registering with FEMA at disasterassistance.gov and then going through this SBA process. And our staff over there can help you through the whole thing.
See, again, I don't think we really realize. Now, we're a business. We do know that, for instance, if you have people who buy the football games, buy the baseball games, well, we know that the baseball for the Colt 45s, closed 5 days early. They stopped the last five games. And then for football, you know, we have live football. And some people just, you know, they were, some of the games were canceled.
Right.
And even though we're doing the games now, just for us on a small scale. So I can imagine for many people who have outside dining, people didn't want to be outside, so they just kind of stayed in. I mean, we think about restaurants. I mean, the list goes on. Outdoor, anything that has to do with outdoor. Now we have, like, a couple businesses closing, which is kind of shocking. But I think big box is kind of, and that's, I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing this, like, you know. So as you're here and we're talking about it, again, one more time, before we take our break at 8 o'clock, we are talking with our SBA officer. Again, your name, what the time is, people can come see you and talk about loan recovery for such a small amount.
Right. My name is Chelsea Irvine, and I'm with the SBA Office of Disaster Assistance, and we provide long-term recovery for survivors of disasters like the car fire. We have loans up to $200,000 for homeowners to repair their property and $40,000 for homeowners and renters to replace personal items, also for businesses both who have had physical damage or businesses who have suffered economically. We do up to $2 million, but, you know, those loans can be $10,000. If that's what you need to get you through the next year, we'll help you with that. The loans for homeowners are 1.938, and for businesses is 3.61, and nonprofits is 2.5. And I want to mention that the economic injury disaster loan is not just Shasta and Lake County. It's all the counties that touch Shasta and Lake County. So there's about 14 counties that can qualify.
Okay. We have to run. Chelsea Irvine.
Thank you.
If FEMA will still be open here till next week, and you
October
can
3rd.
Do things online also. And we'll be right back with Casey.
KCNR 1460.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive at Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
From townhall.com, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. According to the Associated Press, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is expecting to be fired, and a source says he is heading to the White House this morning. We will have more as we follow this developing story. President Trump says he expects to hold another summit soon with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. That's what he told reporters in New York this morning. He's there attending UN events this week. Meanwhile, the president denounces a new claim of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as totally political. On CBS this morning, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said pent-up demand for justice from women who have been sexually harassed or assaulted should not be put on one man's shoulders.
What exactly is the standard for ruining one man's life based on decades of allegations that have nothing to do with him visiting upon other men, including in the media?
Kavanaugh and his first accuser are scheduled to testify before Congress on Thursday. The U.S. and China imposed new tariff hikes on each other's goods today. The U.S. slapped a 10% tax on $200 billion of Chinese goods, and Beijing responded with 5 and 10% tariffs on $60 billion of American imports. With some rivers still rising after Hurricane Florence, thousands of people in Georgetown County, South Carolina, were told to plan to leave their homes today before rivers reach their crest. County spokeswoman Jackie Broachaker says they already opened two emergency shelters for people and pets.
We are urging people in the areas likely to receive significant flooding to evacuate, and expecting to start seeing probably minor flooding tomorrow and increasing throughout the week, with the worst of it coming probably over the weekend or around that time.
Wall Street, the Dow down 143. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
President Trump is at the United Nations this week and will deliver a major address to the General Assembly tomorrow. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told ABC's This Week that the president's message in his upcoming speech will be focused on recent accomplishments.
I think the overall message is the success stories of the United States, the fact that we have almost defeated ISIS, the fact that we're looking at North Korea, who's now at the table talking. I think the fact that, you know, whether it's been the movement of the embassy in Jerusalem, or if you look at Syria and the progress that's starting to be made there, I think there's just a lot of success stories.
UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, she also says that a meeting with Iran's President Rouhani at the UN remains an open possibility. The president has suggested that is also a possibility. Again on Wall Street, stock prices pushing lower in the early trading today. News and analysis at townhall.com. A judge is weighing whether to hold a hearing to determine if Bill Cosby is a sexually violent predator. He's in a suburban Philadelphia courtroom this morning for the start of his sentencing hearing this week. The hearing is expected to go today and tomorrow. He was convicted in April of drugging and molesting a woman in 2004. Again, we've told you at the top of the newscast, President Trump says a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is likely to take place quite soon. He said that the relationship with the country is much improved. Just a year ago, while at the United Nations in his major speech, the president derided Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man. But he said this morning it was a different world. That was a dangerous time, he says. This is 1 year later and a much different time. More on these stories online at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I'm just loving this morning. We started off at 7 o'clock this morning, Linda pouring a glass of water all over her computer.
And down her frontal parts.
I pulled out one of the headphones because we were using it last week on a remote, and I just didn't put it back in. So we're trying to replace that right now. We're getting that done. Anyway, hey, look, it is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on September the 24th, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great people at Tobacco and Brew.
Currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. It looks like we're going to have clear skies with our highs of 94 and our lows of 58. Tomorrow calls for a high of 97 with our lows of 64. And Wednesday, high, hot 99 with our lows of around 65. Thursday calls for 99 and mostly clear. It's beautiful. We're going to be able to see the sun and the moon. So as we look at our wonderful forecast of the week, it's going to be clear and a little hot on some days. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And on our Monday morning, let's segue into our Wells Fargo advisor, one of our favorite people. Good morning, Susan Eastman.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, the major averages are starting out in the red as trade tensions continue with China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 146 points at 26,597. The S&P 500 is down 14 points at 2,915. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 33 points at 7,953. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE down 55 cents at 11.62, which is a new 52-week low for that company. Pandora Media up 19 cents, trade at 9.27. Barrick Gold positive 65 cents at $11.12. For local retail stocks of interest, Target down 5 cents, trading at 87.26. Walmart off 70 cents, 95.20. And Costco down $1.66 at 233.10. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 3.07%. And the 30-year bond, 3.20. For commodities, gold is up $7 an ounce at $1,206. Silver positive 4 cents at $14.45 per ounce. And crude oil up $1.40 at $72 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you. I hope you had a nice weekend.
Yes, I did.
Good.
I turned 30. We had fun.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Susan. Susan's first vice president of investments over at Wells Fargo Advisors, located at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 243-7561. Perhaps you want somebody to take a look at your investments, somebody, a new set of eyes looking at things that are happening there. Now, let's go to the phones again. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a big day today.
Yes, absolutely. Wanted to let people know what was going on tonight at Reading Patriots meeting. Last Friday, we took down to Sacramento two new declarations for Stanislaus and Mariposa counties and submitted them to the Secretary of State and also to the Assembly and the Senate down there in the Capitol. So I took film of that, and that's what we're going to show tonight. We're going to, because not a lot of people were able to go down with us, we're going to show them what happened and how much fun it was down there on Friday.
Okay,
so,
great.
Come on out and watch the submission of the declarations tonight at the Reading Patriots meeting.
Okay, give us time and location.
It is at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
It looks like a church.
It looks like a church.
It smells like a church.
And indeed it is a church.
But we can't say it's a church. So, okay, I got it. All right, that's at 6 p.m. tonight. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you so much.
All right, Sally. Hey,
before we start, with our guest, I want to talk. When I first moved to Reading, in fact, I hadn't even moved to Reading. I was driving in. I just got back from Iraq, and I still hadn't been released from active duty again and be able to retire a second time. But I came up here to Reading because I've been writing to Linda for 6-7 months at that point, and she says, you got to come up to Reading to look at it. It's really veteran-friendly. You can ride your Harley and everything. So I had my car, drove on up. And on my way up, she said, you need to stop into the outlet down in Anderson, whatever that meant to me then. So I pulled in. There was like 7 or 8 riders there. Dave the Indian, Sunshine, Mac, several others. And I met a guy named Bruce Compton. He was a sergeant, had been a sergeant in the Marine Corps in Vietnam.
And holding the American flags.
Yeah. And We became friends. When I first got back off active duty and I came back up here again, in the mornings, because Linda was working, I was retired, and I would go down to Tobacco and Brew and sit with my friends there from the Patriot Guard Riders. And Bruce was the captain of the Patriot Guard Riders. In fact, he headed all of the Northern California region for Patriot Guard Riders back then. And we'd sit down, we'd have coffee in the morning, and that was our, I guess it was kind of like all of our, that was our group meeting we would have. And then as time went on, you know, you get jobs and people kind of move on. We had Tripod and the Stallion and all these other guys that were there, you know, that were there. But Bruce was always kind of the glue that held it together. And as time went on, we scattered and Bruce moved up to Idaho and people have been passing, you know, been passing on. Since then, Mac and Boo and several have died. And we just heard day before yesterday that Bruce Compton had passed away. And Bruce was the type of person that you would always be able to count on. He was a guy that everybody looked up to. He had his demons. As he said, I just thought I was in a bad mood for 30 years after coming back from Vietnam when he had had post-traumatic stress.
Purple Heart recipient.
Been in a lot of big battles. And then when Linda and I were to be married, as she was walking down the aisle, our surprise was is that Bruce had got put his dress blues on and was standing there when Linda would walk down the aisle looking beautiful, of course.
His Marine uniform.
In his dress blue Marine uniform. She stops and she gives him a kiss on the cheek.
Before you.
Yeah, kissed another Marine before she even got up to see me. I was in my uniform, too, you know. Anyway, but she kissed Bruce, and I thought, how cool is that? And then
he deserved it.
He deserved it. And then that night, as we walked in the reception, the Patriot Guard Riders gave us a flag line, presented flag line to us, which was so cool. Jeff, you know, from the Highway Patrol, you know, our friend Jeff, and, you know, Jeff's still around, and the Indian's still around, and, you know, some of the others are still around, but many have left. Many are now riding together on the other side. But Bruce was somebody, like I said, that was special to everybody. And it was, and I'm just watching, and I'm reading all the things that people were writing now on his Facebook page.
It was sudden.
It was. He was just here a few weeks ago and then back out. But it was he was a person that was so much respected by everybody in our community and did things for our community. Yeah. Yeah. He held things together.
Felt safe with Bruce.
Yeah. And one of Linda's fondest memories is of we were coming back from a ride, and it was
a flag line. It was a funeral procession that we were involved in.
Yeah, we got into it in front of these people that were, if you remember, this group of people that were constantly going to funerals and saying horrible things about people who had died in this church out of Iowa or something. It weren't really a church. The way.
Yeah. Anyway.
No, they would get out there and say horrible things.
And
the Patriot Guard Riders started to put a flag line between them and the families, because they would come to veterans' funerals and just say horrible things. Mm-hmm. In this case, it was the firefighters. We lost those firefighters several years ago that were killed in that helicopter crash, and they were there picketing this, and we got between them and the family, and this happened a couple of times. Anyway, we're riding back from this, and it was the Indian and
Bruce
and you and I, and you said...
I just remember... It was on 273, and the sun was setting, and, you know, it's just like, you know, have a moment that's like a visual, and I just thought, I just looked at these guys that were looking straight ahead in the roughness of their life, but the peacefulness of that moment and the love in their heart, and I just felt so proud to know both of those men and be part of this experience, and so anyway, and that they just seared in my memory forever, that picture.
And we're going to take a break on that. And when we come back, we have Casey Fott, who, of course, is the new CEO of Shasta Regional. Says I'm going to have to start paying him if he keeps bringing him back.
Yeah, but
something,
you
know,
pleasure,
what, something he talked about the other day, just then it got just, it was really bigger, and people have been asking me about it because you were on the show before it happened. And I really want to talk about this mental health thing. And Lynn Ann Foster, who's the marketing manager at Shasta Regional. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Because there's so many things that are going on, but I really, really, we want to discuss what's happening in the mental health side and what Shasta Regional Medical Center is launching. I mean, this is going to have a tremendous impact, a long-lasting impact on this community. And so we'll be right back.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of wonderful cars and SUVs at great prices. All new Kias come with a world-famous 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exciting cars, performance cars, and sport utility vehicles that are built to last. We know this to be true. We own Kias, and we love them. Take a test drive in a new 2018 Kia Optima, 2018 Kia Niro, 2018 Kia Rio, 2018 Kia Soul, or a 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento. Make a great deal and drive home happy. And if you're looking for affordable financing, Reading Kia is confident their wide-ranging resources and commitment to integrity will satisfy your needs and make you a customer for life. Reading Kia will do everything necessary to make your car buying experience the best you've ever had. So visit ReadingKia.com, then come into Northern California's Kia headquarters. Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue in Reading, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, ReadingKia.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business.
In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know what? That song from Footloose, I can dance to that.
Can you do that?
I can do that. I can do the part where...
All right.
I can do it cross. If that, I can, if we had a little bit bigger studio, which we will have in about a month,
yeah.
You will see me dance across
okay,
there.
I'm
with
glad
my,
you will.
I'm not going to do the guy doing like the Russian thing.
You're not going to slide across the table. Okay.
I will slide across the table.
All right.
I've been known to do that before.
A little
before.
Leg lift. Leg lift. And I have to put on my leg
21
warmers.
Minutes.
We'll put on a real show.
21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
This just portion, get video in
there. I know. No, we're going to stream it then.
Awesome.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, call Sharon Clark. Especially after this, where you may have visitors that are staying with you now for about a year, and that maybe it's your mom, maybe it's your dad, and maybe need some extra help while you've got to work. Give Sharon a call. She's going to come over to your house, give you free consultations, see how she can help you. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or just give her a call at 226-8350. This is Reading Home Helpers. Sharon has just done a wonderful job, just celebrated her 15th year in the business.
Yeah, that was a great celebration.
Yeah, that's right. We saw you there.
Okay. She's awesome.
She is. Hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of the Shasta
Regional
Medical
Center.
And Lynn Ann Foster, the marketing manager there. And something happened the other day. We were talking about it, and he left. I think the next day he was in the Board of Supervisors, and there's this huge announcement. And I'm still not sure people even realize what happened there. Les Ball put something out and says, well, there's nobody here. Well, I went back to Les and said, well, we talked about this, Les. But I don't think people realize just what Shasta Regional Medical Center has done for our county and our city.
Let's hear about it.
Everywhere.
Let's hear about it, Casey.
Amazing.
Well, so what we did is we entered into an agreement with the county, with Shasta County, to provide inpatient behavioral health services on what we call a LPS designation 5150, ability to hold people that are determined to be a danger to themselves or others. And so we can hold them for 72 hours while we get them back on their medications and get them stable, and then find a place to discharge them safely.
Now, Casey, correct me if I'm wrong, but this isn't this something that, let's back up 15, 20 years ago, didn't the hospitals used to do this and then maybe laws changed where had to leave, let them go? Or,
No. There's always, every facility that I've ever managed has had a unit like this. So it's kind of interesting. I started managing hospitals in 1994. And we've had behavioral health units that have been able to, those laws have been in place for a while. Some hospitals decide to let that certification go for whatever reason. But it's really unfortunate because it is something that, you know, it's a tool that the community can use to keep people safe. And that's one of the things that we're real proud of at Shasta, that we're going to be able to bring people in, get them stabilized, and then more importantly, which is what's different than what's happening now, more importantly, we'll be able to get them into a safe environment with some continuity where they can still receive outpatient treatment so they can complete that.
Well, that's fantastic. And when does this begin? I'm sorry, I just wanted to finish up with that.
We have a few more contracts to put in place with some providers. But we should be up and running by about October 15th.
October 15th. That's October 15th, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Now, can you tell us also now, okay, that's the great big thing about the 5150 is that what was happening before now?
Well, what happens, unfortunately what happens is generally generally most of the 5150s in most counties in the United and most counties in California are written by law enforcement. And because law enforcement are the first responders that go and, you know, are called when somebody's having a crisis. And then they're either, if there's not a program like Shasta, then they'll wind up in an emergency room, and they could sit in an emergency room for sometimes 30 days. I mean, it's when there's no option to send somebody somewhere. So what we have, you know, to a locked unit like Shasta. So what I understand that we were doing here, because again, new to the community, is we were sending a lot of our patients down to Sacramento, and so that presents a little bit of a problem when it comes to trying to discharge the patient back into an environment that's safe and that has some kind of continuity for, you know, providers, because they're different providers, and that's one of the things that we're going to be able to provide here is that we'll have the same physicians. For the most part, seeing the people as an inpatient versus being an outpatient as well for follow-up treatment.
Okay. Now, the partnership you've got with the county. Now,
yeah.
Now, where does the county roll in? Because now you said beyond that first, the short period of time, and you can bring somebody in
right.
to save themselves, save others, and get them stabilized,
right.
even if it's against their will, too, from what I understand. Is that right?
Oh, it's absolutely.
Absolutely, because they're off their meds. They don't know what they're doing
right.
at this point.
Right.
And we see them all the time.
We do.
I mean, you see them downtown. And they come in here and start screaming at our at our
posters.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And, I mean, they're not violent, but then they start doing things, beating their heads against the window.
They need help.
Right.
They need help. Okay, so then the county and Shasta Regional then are moving them from that one spot into a stabilized environment.
That's correct. And stabilized and safe, you know, that's the key word, because once they're determined, you know, when they're interviewed and they have to, you have to determine whether they have a plan for suicide or hurting somebody else. And once you make that determination on that plan, then the 5150 criteria is met, and then they can be held. And, generally, the patients now either wind up in jail, which is obviously not the place for them because they're mentally ill, or they wind up in a program outside of the county. And one of the benefits that the county really should, you know, my hat's off to them, because what they did is they've allowed about pretty close to $8.5 to $9 million of federal funds and county funds to stay in the county, where previously those dollars were going out of the county. And so that's always a shot in the arm for us, and then it's always a much more efficient to be able to take care of patients in the outpatient environment when they're discharged from a local hospital here versus somewhere in Sacramento.
Sure. So what's the county going to do? Are they how are they going to do this? Or do you feel comfortable talking about that one?
Well, yeah, I mean it's a public contract. I mean, there's no, you know,
right. there's no secrets here.
Yeah, there's
right.
not. So what it is the county has a couple of designated funds. Counties in the state of California are responsible for mental health for Medi-Cal patients, and then also they have another fund which is called the Short Doyle Fund, and that's good that helps to take care of the unfunded patients and provide those services. Mm-hmm. So we have a 3-year agreement. It's hard to say how many patients it'll take care of, but for the most part, generally most of the patients have Medicare and Medi-Cal, so Medicare also kicks in, and that's where the big federal dollars come in mm-hmm. to the county as well. So it's a little complicated, but that's kind of.
But we're going to put them into a safe environment.
So we have 20 beds, and it's a locked unit.
Wow.
And
it's
At Shasta, right?
At Shasta.
Okay, and that's what I just wanted.
Oh, yeah,
that was the part I was getting to.
It's in our hospital.
So you have got a spot for 20 people in there for long term.
Yeah, it's a unit that is, you know, tucked away. No, you know, it's not like the general public doesn't walk through it. It's a locked unit, and it's kind of out of the way, so that, you know, all of our other patients are going to be safe. There's no issues there. And we have a very professional staff. They're used to dealing with these patients. We've been dealing with them regardless up until now anyhow. So, and we see a lot of them in our emergency room as well. And so we'll be able to take those patients up from our emergency room immediately, and they won't have to stay down to the ER. And that'll also, the ER wait times will come down even
Even more. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and
Lynn Ann Foster,
who is the marketing manager there. We're talking about this program that has just started. It is in starting right now, where Shasta Regional has stood up and in partnership with our county, Shasta County, and the Board of Supervisors. And they're taking the 5150s immediately in, and they're going to start treating them. But then they have a 20-bed facility for longer term, being able to help people to get them back where it's safe, they can be treated, and to get them back on the road into sobriety and also moving forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
they, you know, the average length of stay for those patients is about 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what will happen is basically we'll be able to get them stabilized back on their medications. And that's, let's be clear, the reason why most of these patients decompensate is because they stop taking their medications.
Because they feel better.
Well,
they feel worse.
They either don't like the way they make them feel, or there's a dual diagnosis component, like a chemical dependency issue that, you know, whether it's alcohol or whatever, that makes them forget to take the medications. And so that's generally what happens. And so that's our objective is to, it's kind of a critical care unit for mental health patients. And we get them back on their meds and get them into a safe, stable outpatient environment.
Okay,
we're going to take a break here. Casey and our 1460 and this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. Families, seniors, veterans, business owners, everybody. And if you've got questions about your insurance over these fires, she is more than happy to help everybody. Give her a call at 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This is who we have insurance with, to ensure that Linda's taken care of if anything happens to me. Not that it will. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Yes, we are going to be going FM, and the announcements will be coming soon.
We should be here in the... Well, no, we've got that. We're just trying to figure out when we can turn it on.
Yeah.
I think that's the big thing that's going on.
So
right
we
now.
Just know that everything takes its time and all those good things. 8:34 in the morning. It's currently 67 degrees. Do you have a live read?
I do.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans.
You laugh.
Coming in January.
I love that commercial.
You know what? These guys are great guys.
I'm not kidding you.
I tell you what. You can walk in there, and after you sit there for like 15 minutes, you need to shave again.
When I've walked in there before to drop off something for Carl, I tiptoe in and ask permission.
So funny.
Can I come in? It's just so weird.
It's really like being there.
The manganese hole that everybody's
It's a great tag. It's really funny.
That's right. Testosterone drips from the walls. Okay, come on. There's nothing wrong
comes
with that.
Comes out of faucets.
All right, we're here with Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, of course, and Lynn Ann Foster, who is the marketing manager. And Lynn Ann, you know, now that you're here, I mean, you've just kind of started this
2 weeks in.
Two weeks in.
I actually did work for the hospital 12 years ago for... quite a few years. It's nice to be back. I'm excited. Casey's doing an awesome job, if I do say so myself.
Well, as a break, I ask you a question because, you know, we've had a lot of changes with Shasta Regional, and of course, you know, both of you are new, and we talk about the mission statement. Can we share with our audience, as we evolve and new changes come into the picture, you've got some new programs. Let's just talk about what it's like with the new team.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the mission statement pretty much stays the same, but strategic initiatives basically will change. And that has a lot to do with different executive skill sets and their experience. And I've done a lot of new programs and brought a lot of programs to benefit communities. And so one of the things that we're proud of this is probably actually, I guess, an exclusive announcement, you could say, guys are getting.
Okay.
That we are shortly going to be implementing a Da Vinci robotics surgery program.
That's
and,
huge.
It's big.
Can you explain to people what the Da Vinci process is? Because people hear about it, but they don't realize what a game changer this is.
Well, you know, that platform has definitely progressed over the years, and what it allows is basically minimally invasive surgery. So we don't, you know, have the the big scars like you used to have. You would get from surgery. And or in some cases even multiple puncture holes like you used to get with laparoscopic surgery. Some of the Da Vinci technology allows basically single site surgery, which means they can go in through one tube through the navel and do a hysterectomy through that, and so there's no real scarring. It's less trauma to the abdomen and quicker recovery times.
Gallbladders.
Gallbladders too.
The only reason I mention this is that people that used to have gallbladder surgery would have a really cool scar.
Yeah, big scar.
I mean, it looked like they'd been in a knife fight.
That's usually what everybody said it was.
And not wear bikini.
You should have seen the other guy. Yeah,
this one I got. Yeah, I got opened up in Tijuana during a fight down there. Yeah, it was a beer bottle.
That's right.
Yeah, you know. So, but I've seen people with those.
Sure.
But this now.
Yeah,
I understand it goes right through the navel.
Yeah,
there's no mark at all.
There's a lot of different approaches in the Da Vinci, but the gist of it is that there's minimal scarring. It's less traumatic. The entrance is less traumatic to the abdomen, so the healing time is quicker.
Well, and isn't it? You can be so precise with this thing too. Is that? You
know, yeah,
that's what I've heard.
It's interesting technology. It's interesting because the surgeon basically sits at a console. Like it's almost like a video game, and the tools are so precise, and they're such high, and the the monitors are super high definition and in 3D. And so the surgeons who practice in this area, you know, they train laparoscopically as well, because that was the technology that a lot of people are still using, and it's a good mm-hmm. technology.
Yeah.
But this one, on my
shoulder. I've had them like that. Sure. I've got little holes all through there when I'm repairing it.
Yeah. But this one, this technology is pretty game changing, and so right now, a lot of the applications are general surgery. Our general surgeons are going to be doing hernia repair, gallbladder, that type of stuff with it. And then for gynecology, Shasta Regional Medical Group recruited a new gynecologist that's proficient with this technology, and so we'll be offering that to the community as well. So her name is Dr. Gill. She started over there. She'd be credentialed at the hospital this month and be doing surgery soon.
Now, and the last thing on this, I mean, this is a huge announcement, and so thank you for making it today. But the other part of this thing is that because it's so precise, you can get into places and they can, like, even shave things, you know, so closely that you don't even have the scar tissue and like you had before, or they can remove things that ordinarily they could not touch. Because the tools were not precise enough.
Well, and also the technology when it comes related to the visualization as well. You know, that 3D visualization on a high definition screen, which you get high definition with laparoscopic, but this 3D concept is
you can turn it around, looking all that stuff.
It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive. So the surgeons have a much better technology and really leads to short recovery times and better outcomes.
The with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann Foster. We're going to get to Lynn Ann in just a second. Marketing manager. And I, you know what? And thanks to the person, and I won't give your name, that said, you know what? I was listening to you, but you didn't say who it was enough. And so we're going to keep saying who it is and what it was.
For our commuters that get in and out of the car, who are you talking? Right. What are you talking about?
You know, I think that we're saying enough, but I guess because I'm sitting here. Yeah. But also what we talked about in the first part of the program was how Shasta Regional Medical Center is starting a program that's going to have a huge impact on our city and county by having a mental health ward for 5150s that they can take in there. And then take from there, they can progress into a facility also at Shasta Regional Medical Center that can hold 20 people, separated from everybody else there, but that can get them kind of like, I guess, back on their meds, stabilized and ready to be helped. So,
sure.
Okay. Now, Lynna.
Yes. Sir.
How do you market all this stuff? What does a marketing person do for something like this with a hospital?
We have our event coming up.
Well, first we come down to Carl and Linda and talk about what we have going on, first and foremost.
Make me feel proud.
That's what we do. Yeah, the things that Casey is bringing to the hospital are so exciting, and so they're going to be easy to talk about. The community is so ready, especially for our behavioral health center. I've been here for over 25 years myself, have needed this so much. So people want the information, not only on a new behavioral health center, but the Da Vinci that Casey was talking about. I mean, huge medical improvements that Casey's bringing in to our community. So it's going to be fun to talk about this and share with everyone.
And the event that's coming up?
Our medical group is going to do kind of a grand reopening. It's across the street from the hospital, 1555 East Street. And our cardiac rehab, our pulmonary rehab, and our diabetes center are all going to be over there with our medical group upstairs. So kind of all in one care.
Wow.
And it's all state-of-the-art, all brand new. It's beautiful in there.
So let's just ask about the medical group. Is this for all insurance?
Yeah. So the medical group, we have three providers, Dr. Martinez, Dr. Dillon, and Dr. Gill. And then we have a couple of physician extenders, you know, PAs and NPs that can help, you know, when you come in, if you just walk in, they can kind of see you pretty quick. And the phone number for the clinic is 530-605-4260. And again, so Dr. Dillon is taking new patients. Dr. Gill is taking new patients as well. And it's basically designed, it's a primary care center. Okay. They're specialties.
Primary care center.
Specialties are, you know, family practice and gynecology, which are primary
opening
care.
Opening a primary care place.
Primary care.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know, because again,
we need it.
We have quality specialists in town. We have a couple of shortages in some areas, but the specialists that we have, and so are in town. Are great. You know, Dr. Khan was in here the other day.
Wow.
So, you know, we don't want to compete with the local specialists that we have. And we do have a primary care shortage in this city.
And they're dropping off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so our mission is to you know, prop that up and recruit physicians that are going to be able to be in the community and do primary care.
But that, you know, that leads me to a question that I want to wait to go on the other side, but I'm going to throw it out right now to you two, is that we are losing physicians.
Right.
How do we recruit quality men and women? I know we've got some that just have come in, and I won't mention name right now because I want to embarrass them. That we've been able to keep, but I want to talk about that as soon as we get back.
Sure.
How can we as a community, because we need our physicians, and we need all the supporting staff that are along with them. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Lynn Ann Foster, Marketing Manager. And this is part of her job, is how do we make it so that it's competitive with other groups to bring doctors in here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security, the largest privately owned firm of private security north of Sacramento. It also has over 100 officers, well-trained officers, trained in de-escalation, trained in if you need help at your business or your home to get there in less than 10 minutes with one of their programs. They guard the electric utility, power plants, Redding's airports. They do it all at North State Security. Plus, they help take care of the River Trail. This is really a great business, starting their 50th year this year. Announce the security. Since 1968, North State Security. We'll be right back.
Seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Incredible Inventions is coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park September 29th through January 4th. Follow in the footsteps of famous inventors like the great Leonardo da Vinci and Archimedes through 50 interactive exhibits, great for all ages. Incredible Inventions is organized by Artisans of Florence and is presented by Five Star Bank and Redding Rancheria with support by Shasta Pathology Associates and Dutch Bros Coffee, the Reznor family. Incredible Inventions is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, 24th of September. 67 degrees out there. It's going up to 94 today. Hey, look, there's going to be a red flag warning because there's wind and it's going to be heat. So don't be starting fires. Don't be out there cutting your grass. The fire season is not over. Don't get crazy out there. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub on 1701 California Street, right downtown. If you haven't been there, you have missed an evening. It's the only true Irish pub, voted best in the North State every year since 2011, and they have Burger Tuesdays.
Fried pickles at Shameless.
Have
you not had them? Oh,
no, I haven't had them.
We need to go.
Okay.
Fried.
Okay. Yeah, so you're talking night, language, tonight, Carl's tonight, language of pickles, anything pickles.
Monday night football, bet the bookie.
Yeah.
Wings, burgers, and Irish nachos, 16 brews on top. This is Shameless O'Leary's Irish Pub.
We'll be popping in there a couple times during football season for sure.
For sure. Hey, we're here with Casey Fotch, and who is the CEO of Shasta Regional. And Lynn Ann Foster, who's the marketing manager, and so far we've talked about how this great, great thing they're doing with the people who are that you see walking around the streets here that obviously need help. The 5150s, they're taking them, they're going to bring them in, they're going to stabilize them, be able to move them into another facility right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center, with 20 beds for extended stay, and then be able to get them on to into a safe environment. They have a safe environment there. They're stabilized, and they can move on to get more help. And then from there, we talked about the Da Vinci operating system that's coming in here. This is the state-of-the-art way of operating on people with, it's got high-definition TV. It's
3D as well.
3D, yeah. And it's not... What is it? It's less invasive, much less invasive.
Much less invasive and leads to a lot quicker healing times and better outcomes.
Wow, all this stuff. Now, the other thing we want to talk about now in the last 8 or 9 minutes is how do we get quality physicians? Because as we know, you keep hearing we've lost 35 physicians over the last couple of years because retirements, whatever. You know, they're tired of the government, whatever. How do we get – what are you all doing to bring in – quality physician?
Well, one of the things that we've done is we've undertaken a real strong stand about, you know, minimizing the number of locum physicians that we use, which are, you know, temporary labor type of docs that come in and out of the community on a short-term basis. Yeah, and so our hospitalist group was made up significantly of locums before Dr. Bawa took it over. And now we are running 95-98% of regular routine community physicians that live here and raise their families here. So we're proud of that. The next step that we're going to take is we're looking at a community needs assessment that we're doing, and we're basically looking at the number of primary care physicians and the number of specialists per population, because there's published numbers out there, and identifying those needs, whether it's urology. More cardiology, could be more of any other kind of endocrinology, whatever specialist, maybe even gerontology. And so those are things that we're going to be, those are people that we'll be recruiting into the community. And I got to be honest, I mean, I don't think it's really a hard sell to get people to come up here. I mean, I've heard it is, but boy, sure. Everybody I've talked to.
I don't understand why it is.
I was here for 2 days, man. I took my rental car back and bought a truck and said, I'm staying. So,
that's cool.
You bought the truck. That's the big
thing. Love it.
Yeah. I walked right across the street. What's the Chevy dealer down here? The local one. Right? Yeah. I just walked right across the street and said, give me a truck. I'm staying.
All right.
So,
love it.
I don't think it's going to be that difficult. And the physicians that we've met with and that we've done recruitments with since I've been here, as well as the PAs or nurse practitioners, it has not been a tough sell. So I think we have a real opportunity here to build up the primary care around Shasta, Shasta Regional, because that's doing the right thing for the community.
And that's right. And you're opening up a primary care facility.
We have Shasta Regional Medical Group, which is primary care right across from the hospital on Eastgate, right?
East Street. 1555 East Street.
Yeah, and so we have you can call and get appointments. Let's see for the number.
We are taking
new patients, and the number is 530-605-4260.
And that's hard to find a place that's taking
new
patients. And by the way, everybody, difficult. They take TRICARE.
Well, that's a big deal right there.
All your military.
That's our insurance provider. Sure, I first moved to Reading, there were only 10. Doctors in Reading that took TRICARE.
Yeah, we welcome.
That was not 10 doctors. Any specialty.
I don't know. I thought the Carl just said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we welcome TRICARE and Medicare. That's not a problem at all.
So veterans, if you're coming out, you don't have Medicare yet because you're not old enough, but your family is on.
Right.
You've retired, and if you don't have another type, this primary care will then take TRICARE. Right. Not only that, they have a gynecologist also on this.
Yeah, and Dr. Gill, our gynecologist, female gynecologist. Very well trained, trained in New York, extensive surgical experience, but also for all the women out there, you need to have a regular gynecology checkup, and she's there practicing now, and you can call in at that same number and get in to see her.
As we've learned from Dr. Danuka, there's three cancers that, if caught early, can be cured.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Colon, breast. And cervical.
Mm-hmm.
And cervical is a big one because, you hear about every so often a woman dying of that, and you think to yourself, how could that be? Because, but your mom was, that was Bob saying, his mom passed away from that, and your mom was older. But they should be able to, I'm not being old or anything.
Your point is early detection. And if you don't,
it doesn't mean
it's
100%, right. But it's still.
And consistent.
And if you don't get in, you've got to have your checkup. You've got to have all your annual screenings because that's preventative medicine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Good stuff.
And then, yeah.
And Dr. Gill, also, I just want to say real quick that I learned about her the other day that I was excited about. She has some experience in incontinence for women, which is a huge issue.
It is.
Right.
There's not many doctors in town that have expertise in that. So
that's interesting.
Yeah,
good.
Really helpful there.
Okay.
Yeah, she trained at a very, very active surgical program in New York at Einstein. And she's definitely got the skills and has some really good outcomes. So,
Lynn-Ann, what kind of events do you all have coming up? I mean, I know you've got ones every year, but...
We do, and we have some hospital. We talked about the open house that we're going to have at the medical group building for our cardiac rehab, pulmonary rehab, diabetes center, as well as our medical staff upstairs, and that's going to be on October 25th, so more information on that. But I do want to get out really quick because I'm very excited that we have started the process to do Turkey Trot, 33rd annual. And we are so excited. There's such an energy for it. And I think the community is really looking forward to some fun times.
Happens on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. Thanksgiving morning.
Yes.
We did have to adjust the route for the 6 mile, which we're working on because of some damage to the trail from the car fire. All of the proceeds from the Turkey Trot this year will go to help with restoration of the trails.
Cool.
Yeah. So we're really excited about it. Great event.
Other events you have coming up? Those are two big ones.
Well, we were going to ask you to wear the turkey costume this year.
Well, you know what? Trust me, I have no problem wearing the turkey costume. I would love to do that, but I think I'm going to be someplace else.
Someplace else I want to take a cousin.
You want to come down at 6 o'clock in the morning and have pie with me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's very well attended. We have some people who are very loyal to this event.
It's a great way to start your morning. It really
it is.
People come from all over.
They do, and this is a great event. Now, people say, you've had, Shasta Regional on again, and Casey, like I said, is wanting me to pay him for being on. But with that big announcement on the
behavioral health services.
And the Da Vinci.
I didn't know about the Da Vinci, but just the mental health services, big impact that's going to have, taking people off the street, helping them, making our community safer and
definitely
safer for the people, but also safer for people out here and to kind of upgrade the community, I guess the ambiance we have around here. But then the Da Vinci, all of that stuff.
You know, one of the things we didn't talk about is the impact on law enforcement, because law enforcement, they're going to have somewhere to drop these people off, and so they're going to be they'll be able to respond quicker. They'll have a much easier option. So, Reading Police and the Sheriff are very excited about this.
Yeah. And this is not to be confused with the Silverton Center that they're getting ready to start too. So these are two huge steps forward that's going to make the community lifestyle so much better.
What a wonderful way to start our Monday morning with these announcements. And thank you. And congratulations, Lynn Ann, with your new position. I think they're lucky to have you, and it's going to be great. And so Casey as well. We appreciate you being on and all things that Shasta Regional is doing for our community.
Hey, Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional, of course, and Lynn Ann Foster, the marketing manager. Tomorrow, Ken Murray.
Oh.
Listen to what Ken's bringing in, but he's also going to have and talking about what's happened with our animals, too. Ken Murray, if you haven't listened to him for a while, you're going to get your Ken Murray fix this week.